Why I choose Ramana Maharishi by Professor G.V. Kulkarni? Because I want true silence. I want perfect peace, which I find nowhere else. I know full well that this will never be achieved by my own personal efforts, however earnest they may be. I do need the guidance and grace of a perfect master, one who has seen the land where there is neither sun nor moon, who has seen the light which makes them shine, who is absolutely free and fearless. I have full faith that Bhagavan Ramana is such a master. He is within us all, reigning as the supreme inner guru, the self. I feel that he beckons us all towards him day in and day out. Besides, I do not want a zigzag roundabout path to reality. I do not want to tarry and linger. I want a direct path, a path which is the surest and the shortest, a path that is itself the goal. I am sure that Maharishi's path is such. There is no dependence here on any other agency. If at all there is any dependence, it is self-dependence. I choose Maharishi because he teaches not so much by word as by silence. Silence which, though ruling over time and space, is beyond time and space. His teaching and his influence are very subtle and very deep. They spring from his own unique experience. Though its core is the same as the doctrine of Advaita Vedanta, his teaching is far more fresh and living. It is the plane where all religions must meet. It is simple and natural as awareness, the pure I am, with no fuss of doing this and that. He says simply, be, and puts his fingers on the heart of the mystery, the one thing needful. He knows the subtle working of our ego. He does not ask us to follow him or go to his ashram, but exhorts us to go to our own self, to visit the shrine within each one of us. Go within, inquire within. Arunachala is within. It is impossible to separate Ramana from Arunachala. They are one like Shakti and Shiva. Though they are related as son and father, the son and the father are one, as Jesus said. When the dark cloud of ego shrouds me, I call on Ramana and he comes, he ever comes. When Maya puts her veils over me and the world I remember Ramana and pray to him, and he comes, he ever comes. When the night is dark around me, I look for his light, and like the sun dispelling all at once, he comes, he ever comes. I love Bhagavan Ramana above all because he is the life of my life, the breath of my breath, the hope of my hope. But for him, life would be a mere burden, a mechanical movement of the wheel of karma. I choose Bhagavan Ramana most of all because he has chosen me.